To be great, one must fight and not let anything get in the way. So that tomorrow, we become great.
For her to be like Barbara Banda tomorrow, I make sure I protect her today.
Trust Hygienix to protect your everyday. Hygienix. Protection today, greatness tomorrow. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Government warns against disorder as Archbishop Banda appears before DEC tomorrow. 12 operators urge government to open more direct international flights. Schools have to start reopening after Nigeria mass abduction.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the main news in detail, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Government has issued a stern warning that unruly and disorderly behavior will not be tolerated when Lusaka Catholic Archbishop Dr. Alec Banda presents himself before the Drug Enforcement Commission Anti-Money Laundering Investigation Unit tomorrow. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu cautioned political party leaders and their supporters against organizing or participating in unauthorized solidarity marches in support of Archbishop Banda. Mr. Mwimbu reminded the public that the Public Order Act remains in full force and will be enforced without exception. He has emphasized that no individual, regardless of their religious title, influence, or public standing, is above the law, warning that any attempts to disrupt the lawful process will be met with decisive action.
We are aware of various statements that have been made by political players and some members of the church, calling for members of the public to turn out en masse at the Drug Enforcement Commission tomorrow. We want to make it very clear that law and order will prevail tomorrow, the 5th of January, 2020. It is our duty and the responsibility to ensure that law and order is maintained. However, as the responsible government, we ensure that there will be no violation of the rights of individuals tomorrow.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwimbu has dismissed claims that government is targeting the Catholic bishop, stating that Archbishop Banda has been summoned in his personal capacity and not as a representative of the church. The minister has further warned supporters and associates against provoking instability or obstructing the course of justice, tracing the state will ensure the maintenance of law and order. Mr. Mwimbu has since cautioned that anyone who chooses confrontation over cooperation will face serious legal consequences.
This is a matter between the Drug Enforcement Commission and Archbishop. There have been allegations that this government is targeting the Catholic Church. Not at all. We are not targeting the Catholic Church whatsoever. This matter is between between Archbishop Banda and Drug Enforcement Commission. The matter is specific. The matter is specific. It has nothing to do with the Catholic Church. And this matter is in public domain. I will not want to delve into the issues surrounding this particular matter. But I would want to make it very clear that it has nothing to do with the Catholic Church.
The Continental Leadership Research Institute has called on government through the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation to urgently engage authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo over continued attacks on foreign truck drivers, including Zambian nationals. The institute has described the situation as a serious violation of human security and a growing threat to regional economic stability. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Continental Leadership Research Institute Executive Director Mundia Hagola expressed concern over the reports of harassment, violent assaults, extortion, abductions and alleged killings targeting truck drivers along key trade corridors, particularly in the southern parts of the DRC. Mr. Agwala noted that many of the affected drivers are from neighboring countries such as Zambia and other southern African states and play a critical role in sustaining cross-border trade, food supply chains and industrial production. Added that these continued attacks undermine regional cooperation frameworks such as the Southern African Development Community, SADC, and the African Continental Free Trade Area, which rely on the safer and the predictable movement of goods and services.
Persistent insecurity along trade corridors risks disrupting supply chains, increasing transport costs, and weakening confidence in the markets. Outcome that disproportionately harms citizens, workers, and small businesses across the region. CRI therefore calls for immediate and decisive action by the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo to protect all drivers operating within its territory regardless of nationality through enhanced security presence and enforcement along key transport corridors, bilateral and multilateral engagement between DRC and affected neighboring states, including Zambia, to establish a joint security monitoring mechanism for cross-border transport routes.
The Zambia Tour Operators Association has called on government to open more direct international flights as a way of boosting tourist arrivals into the country. Association President Pastor Chifumbe says that tourist traffic remains low, largely due to the high cost of transportation. Mr. Chifumbe explains that many tourists are forced to rely on connecting flights. The situation, he says, significantly increases the cost of traveling to Zambia. He adds that the opening of more direct international routes would make the country more accessible and competitive as a tourism destination. Nation. Mr. Chifumbe has since urged both the government and the private sector to prioritize expansion of direct flight routes going forward.
The issue of someone coming from the US, ending up in Europe, ending up in Asia, eventually North Africa to us, that becomes a very huge bill and kind of, you know, discourages people to really come here. So my expectation is for us to focus in that area. As much as we are doing the marketing, but we need to make it cheaper for these people to come to us. So if it were me, the resolution should be to really see how we can have airlines come to us. In terms of policy, there is definitely a need for us to encourage local ownership. We have a lot of pronouncements in terms of...
Care for Nature Zambia has questioned the continued silence of government authorities following a severe pollution incident in Mwenze district of Lwapula province, where toxic effluents from a collapsed tailing dam have devastated livelihoods, biodiversity and public safety. The pollution occurred on the 25th of November 2025 when a tailing dam belonging to EZ Mining collapsed, releasing large quantities of toxic waste into Mwenze stream more than 2 months later. The organization says that the stream remains visibly polluted, raising concerns over environmental safety and a delayed government response. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Media, Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Sama Kearns said the organization is alarmed that affected residents have not been formally engaged or informed about compensation, cleanup measures, or accountability. Ms. Kearns explains that the pollution has wiped out fish in Mwenze stream, a situation earlier confirmed by the council chairperson, who warned residents against consuming fish from the affected waters.
So this is not the first time that the tailings at this mine has collapsed. Actually, in 2025, according to the community, the tailings collapsed 3 times, and only this time it was more impactful because there were a lot of effluents that were released into the stream. So with this repeated cycle of pollution, we are deeply concerned because there is also a school, Chevele School, very near the mine that has been affected by the mining activities there. Whenever there is blasting, the children either have to leave school, there are rocks that are flying there affecting the school, and also the community has suffered a lot of dust pollution as a result of the blasting which takes place at this mine.
And now, business news. Business news.
An economist has questioned whether government will manage to raise 185 billion kwacha in tax revenue in 2026, up from the current target of 160.